Ours to protect on Beat.
It's been a tough couple of months for the environment.
I don't have to explain why we need to take the action. Just look at the news. Just look at what's happening across Europe.
Record-breaking severe heat waves across Europe. Forest fires in Greece.
The police ran to our hotel and said, you need to go now. You're not going to make it.
Flooding and extreme heat waves in parts of the United States. It's easy to feel so helpless about climate change, but we know that the little things count. So we asked experts from around the Southeast about some of the small, easy enough things that we can do to play our part in climate action. And sometimes it's as simple as brushing your teeth.
Do you know what? The bathroom is a really good place to start.
That's Amy Orr, owner of You Me, a minimal waste shop based in Waterford City. You Me is a play on you and me, together making a difference little by little, day by day. And one of those differences is in the way we brush our teeth.
Even switching out your toothbrush, a bamboo toothbrush, is relatively inexpensive. They're not 100% plastic free because you still have the bristles, but it's a tiny amount of plastic compared to the entire brush. Every plastic toothbrush ever made still exists in some shape or form, you know. I found one in my garden from the 1950s and it was in perfect condition, still had all the bristles and everything. And I Googled it and I found the original patent file from 1952, which is crazy.
Using a bamboo toothbrush means that you can compost the handle of that toothbrush when you're done. Bamboo is a natural plant, fully biodegradable and therefore a renewable and sustainable resource. So let's move on to the garden. And if you're the person in your house who has to mow the lawn and look after the garden area in general, you're going to love this one. Shane Casey is an environmental awareness officer with Carlow County Council.
So people talk a lot about pollinators and doing things for pollinators. But when you think about it, pollinators are our bumblebees and our hoverflies and so forth. They need food.
You've probably heard before that we cannot live without bees. Pollinators like bees and butterflies help pollinate approximately 75% of the world's flowering plants. They pollinate roughly 35% of the world's food crops, including fruits and vegetables, and you can play your part in keeping them fit and healthy.
Bumblebee queens hibernate during the wintertime. So when they wake up in early spring, they go in search of food. And where did they find their food? They find it in flowers, like dandelions. So when you have a garden full of dandelions, it's a garden full of food for a bumblebee. When you see a garden that's nice, neat, trim grass, might think it's nice and tidy. For a bumblebee, that's an absolute desert. So what we try to encourage is, first of all, don't spray your weeds with herbicides, because you're killing the flowers and you're destroying the food source for these bumblebees. And secondly then, to allow your grass and your vegetation to grow. Because flowers grow quite slowly during the year. Different species come out at different times of the year and they all provide food at different times.
Let's talk the big one, the car. Transport is responsible for about a quarter of the EU's total greenhouse gas emissions. But there's one perhaps unconscious thing you do in your car that you can stop right now. It's called idling, and when it comes to the environment, it's a big one.
Idling is actually when you're sitting in your car and leaving the engine running and you're not moving. It's usually for more than 10 to 20 seconds. So when you're waiting outside of school or stuck in traffic or waiting at roadworks or in the GAA grounds. So you're leaving your engine running and you're not going anywhere.
So I'm definitely guilty of idling, sitting in my car, scrolling through Instagram with the car running and the heat on full blast. But that innocent 5 minutes to myself can have a negative effect on the environment. As Jeanette O'Brien, Climate Action Coordinator for Carlow County Council, explains.
It's bad for the environment, it's bad for public health and also for your pocket. So I suppose when an engine is running, it emits carbon dioxide, which is the main greenhouse gas that's responsible for climate change. So by switching off your engine, when you're stopped, you stop these emissions coming out too. So idling for any more than 10 seconds uses more fuel and produces more CO2 emissions than actually turning off and restarting your engine. And the diesel engines in particular, they emit particulates that are not always visible to the eye. So it's not always easy to see the results or see the impact of car idling, so sitting there. So it's been estimated that CO2 emissions could be reduced by 1.4 million tonnes. And each tonne of emissions, as we've said before, constitutes roughly the size of a three-bed semi. So 1.4 million three-bed semis per year if drivers avoided idling for just 3 minutes every day. And this equates to the same as taking 320,000 cars off the road just by us deciding to switch our engine off.
There you have it. Some small, simple changes you can make today to help in our fight against climate change, because after all, it's ours to protect.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.